False prophets will arise. Welcome back to Hackberry House, a podcast devoted to the Word of God and the persecuted church in North Korea. My name is Bob. This is podcast number 558. It is August the 30th, 2016. Yes, false prophets will arise, and there's a collection of them that have put together the Watchtower Society. I'm reading from The Kingdom of the Cults by Walter Martin, written in 1965, but revised by Robbie Zacharias in 2003. This is from Bethany House Publishers, a division of Baker Publishing Group, and I'm reading by permission of them. Well, we were talking about the history, some of the older history of the Jehovah's Witnesses. Now we want to talk about a little newer history. Upon the death of President Frederick Franz, 1992, Society Vice President Milton J. Henschel was elevated to the position of president. He stepped down in 2000, and Don Adams became the sixth president of the Watchtower Society. Under the current corporate leadership of the governing body, the Watchtower publications and meetings have exhibited fewer antagonistic denouncements of the less popular Jehovah's Witness distinctives, like the rejection of birthday celebrations and higher education. The governing body has also encouraged a strong evangelistic outreach overseas, the source of the vast majority of the converts. The governing body continues the unbroken autocracy of the society, consistently condemning any dissension, any criticism, and any doubt on the part of rank-and-file members. Total membership in the Watchtower Bible and Tract Society, as of the end of 2001, was over 6 million. Of that number, less than 1 million are members in the United States. It's a remarkably small increase of 3,800 over a five-year period. During the 2001 United States Witnesses baptized only 27,000 U.S. converts, while worldwide they numbered 235,000, down considerably from the 1996 count. Now, since door-to-door preaching is an essential part of the works necessary for witnesses to be saved, it is not surprising that witnesses in the United States spent 178 million hours preaching, quote-unquote, with the worldwide total of more than 1 billion hours, a formidable number, if their count is credible, but still down considerably from it was 1.4 billion in 1996. That first number should have been 1.1 billion. Bible studies, which are actually book studies for witnesses and potential converts to learn distinctive Watchtower doctrines and practices, they're also essential for spiritual progress in this system. In 2001, American Jehovah's Witnesses reported conducting 416,000 quote, Bible studies, while Jehovah's Witnesses worldwide accumulated more than 4.5 million of them. The annual memorial service of Jehovah's Witnesses is their own unbiblical version of the Lord's Supper. And although only a minute fraction of the members, the spiritual class or anointed, partake, all Jehovah's Witnesses are encouraged to attend. And as many friends, relatives, and prospective members as possible are encouraged to attend. In 2001, more than 15 million people attended the memorial service worldwide. This is a prime recruiting tool, exemplifying the unity, quote-unquote, of the Watchtower Society to a watching world. Let's talk about publications now. Contemporary Watchtower publications are truly impressive regarding their distribution and their carefully targeted objectives of recruiting and then training followers who dare not have any independent questions, doubts, or ideas regarding Jehovah's theocratic organization. With magazine publications estimated at 832 million combined issue copies per year, and new book titles enjoying estimated publication runs of 3 to 5 million copies each, the power of the written word is well exploited by this society. The Watchtower publishes a variety of Bible translations in various languages, as well as its own translations, carefully changed from the originals to support peculiar Watchtower doctrine. It's called the New World Translation of the Holy Scriptures in English. The New World Translation was completed in portions between 1950 and 1960, the complete volume, 1961. There have been four revisions, the last in 1984. Greek interlinear New Testament publications include the Emphatic Diaglot and the Kingdom Interlinear Translation of the Greek Scriptures, 1969. These interlinears use the Westcott and Hort Greek text and then their own interlinear translations. And in the case of the Kingdom Interlinear, they use the New World Translation as a parallel. One of their most important booklets is Reasoning from the Scriptures. That was in 1985, which answers the most commonly challenged Watchtower interpretations and teachings from Scripture. Since Rutherford's death, all society publications are issued without any author credit or anonymously. The society position is that this preserves the humility of the contributors and focuses attention on God's Word and will rather than on the human agency used to communicate that divine truth. Detractors point out that concealing the identity of the authors makes it impossible for anyone to evaluate the author's qualifications, expertise, or authority in the areas in which they write. Bible study aids include My Book of Bible Stories for Children, Revelation, Its Grand Climax at Hand, Mankind's Search for God, Questions Young People Ask, Answers That Work, The Greatest Man Who Ever Lived, Life, How Did It Get Here, By Evolution or By Creation, among many others. Smaller hardcover books include Knowledge That Leads to Everlasting Life, The Bible, God's Word or Man's, Let Your Kingdom Come, Happiness, How to Find It, The Secret of Family Happiness, True Peace and Security, How Can You Find It, Listening to the Great Teacher, and others. Small pamphlets are distributed by the millions and are used to introduce the teachings of the Watchtower to prospective members and for conducting Bible studies, in quotes, with interested parties and newly baptized members. Current pamphlets include What Does God Require of Us? Look, I'm Making All Things New. Jehovah's Witnesses and Education. How Can Blood Save Your Life? The Divine Name That Will Endure Forever. Should You Believe in the Trinity? And Jehovah's Witnesses in the 20th Century. Two of the many Bible reference aids witnesses use to answer objectors' questions are All Scripture is Inspired of God and Beneficial, and Insight on the Scriptures. The two signature magazines of the Society, The Watchtower, published in 125 languages, and Awake, published in 81 languages, are published semi-monthly. Figures available for each of the January 1996 issues of The Watchtower, 18 million copies, and Awake, 15 million copies, indicate the widespread influence of the society. So there you have the publication section. Now we go to activities. October 2000, the Watchtower Bible and Tract Society announced a major restructuring in the leadership of the church. This was viewed by many observers as the most significant change in the organization since Judge Rutherford took over the Watchtower shortly after the death of Charles Taze Russell. The followers of the Watchtower Bible and Tract Society are still managed in a closely controlled, tightly knit organizational structure that is dictated from the governing body in Brooklyn, New York, and is not open to any adaptation or revision from any other authority. But its power is now largely moral. The Watchtower organization, having been divided into different corporations with individual presidents who are not members of the governing body. The governing body is a group of heavenly class or anointed men, and at the time of this writing it was numbered 12, presided over by the president, in that case President Adams. The restructuring has restricted the legal culpability of the Watchtower organization as a whole, making it more difficult for lawsuits to succeed in gaining large financial settlements. That was reported in Christianity Today, March 5, 2001. Prospective members are encouraged to commit themselves to the society as quickly as possible and become members through baptism by immersion at the local congregational level. New members must immediately begin training for field work by spending time with older members as they conduct their own field work. In the past, publishers were witnesses who committed an average of 1,200 hours per year. That's 23 hours a week, including door-to-door recruitment, sidewalk soliciting, and, quote, book studies with prospective and new members. Those who dedicated a significantly greater amount of time than 1,200 hours earned the title pioneer to distinguish them from mere publishers. Groups meeting together are called congregations, but the places where they meet are called kingdom halls, not churches. Members appointed from higher up for leadership are called overseers or elders. The person who leads the elder meeting is called the presiding overseer of the congregation. The service overseer handles service business within the congregation. Ministerial servants are delegated administrative responsibilities as assistants to the elders. Circuits are associations of around 20 congregations, supervised by a circuit overseer. Circuits organized twice a year conventions for their member congregations. Districts are geographical collections of circuits. 22 are in the United States. The district overseer organizes the annual district convention, at which all new teachings and rules from the governing body are announced to the members, and at which new publications are presented. Collections of districts are called branches. Collections of branches are zones, and the Brooklyn Society office is called the headquarters. Jehovah's Witnesses have only one day of ceremony each year. That's that memorial of Christ's death, the communion service at Passover. At this ceremony, held in large auditoriums, all members are expected to be present, along with family, friends, and prospective members. The elements of the Lord's Supper are passed through the audience, but only those of the anointed or heavenly class are allowed to partake. That number is now fewer than 9,000 worldwide. And since no one born after 1914 is considered eligible for that class. We'll come back to that later, I believe. Jehovah's Witnesses reject celebration of any other religious, national, or cultural holidays, Christmas, Easter, their own birthdays, Sabbath, or Sunday ceremonies. As all of that is pagan and idolatrous. Those members who are caught practicing such holidays, participating in them, can be disfellowshipped. Each Kingdom Hall has 5 meetings a week, which all congregation members are expected to attend. The public talk is usually held each Sunday, and the Watchtower study normally follows, while the Theocratic Ministry School is usually a weekday evening meeting followed by the service meeting. Each witness is also required to attend a weekly book study in addition to his or her own field work, and these book studies may be conducted by the witness. The field work cannot be neglected since every one of the witnesses, whether serving at the world headquarters, in branches, or in congregations, does this field work of personally telling others about God's kingdom. Every one of the witnesses does the field work. Oh, my heart is sad today reading all of this. I don't mean to depress you by reading it to you, but maybe there's somebody listening who will take the challenge. I don't know what to do about it here in Albany Park in Chicago. I don't know how to stop it. It seems the Lord is indicating to me that I ought to focus on the lost and not on the enemies of the faith, but to be ready, of course, to give an answer to them and about them to others. But maybe there is someone who will pick up this challenge of what shall we do about these people who are quickly growing, who are working so hard, who are organized so well, who recognize truths that you and I, as believers in Jesus and in His true church, we should be recognizing, who are so committed to their message that they're out there constantly. Now, they believe they're getting saved by this. Yeah. Does it not challenge you that you should be and I should be working because we are saved? Because we love, not that we shall receive greater rewards, although those who do work more will receive those, but just because we love Him, isn't it enough? Will you pray about this? This is a serious problem, folks. I don't know about your neighborhood, but I know about the one that I'm in right now. It's like ants at a picnic. They're everywhere. You'll see them just about every day if you look far enough. Knocking on doors, standing on street corners, and if we could see more, they're inside people's homes, teaching them. Why, it's the very thing that I desire to do. It's the very thing that we should be doing. And we're doing just a little of that here. We're on the street, but it's just a little. We're not in homes. Right now, we're not knocking on doors. Just kind of hoping, right? Is that how it is at your church? Kind of hoping that the fish will jump into our boat. It's not going to happen, my friends. The witnesses have it right when it comes to commitment and going out for people. They've got it right. I hope we get it right. I do. Thank you for joining with me today. We'll go back to Fanny Crosby tomorrow and her story. Beautiful story of one who, with all the challenges that she faced, still lived a beautiful life for Jesus Christ. Well, Matthew 24:24 is where we began. False prophets will arise. Well, let's us arise too. What do you say?